good news, again, is that something that you can truly enjoy is inside of you. That's a powerful thing. Talk about good design. I mean, good design. Because the purpose, in my opinion, of this entire machinery is to enjoy. It's made for enjoying. Loves to enjoy.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Thank you. Well, finally made it to Newcastle. So, today I'd like to talk about something very special. Because it has something to do with us being alive. So what is it in my life that I need to do? What can I do? I need in my life to prepare for today. And I need in my life to prepare for tomorrow. To prepare. What am I preparing for? I'm preparing for the most fundamental things, the most basic things, the most real things. Because today will come and go. It will. It's not up to me. But it will come. It already has come. And then it will go. And then, if there is a possibility in my life, then tomorrow will come. But it'll always come as today. And before I know it, it'll be gone. And because I wasn't prepared, and if I'm not prepared, today will slip by my hands. And I will be the poor one. So I need to prepare that no matter what happens, today doesn't just slip away. And if I can begin to prepare for today, and if I can prepare for tomorrow, perhaps I can get enough insight into preparation that I can prepare for this life. So this life too doesn't just slip away. Slip away in the arguments, in the quarrels, in the wants, in the dreams, in the ideas. But that it remains every day something real for me. as long as I'm alive. Real. Not that I'm chasing after it, but I'm flowing with it. So, in your life, you can do anything. What feels good to you? What feels good to you? What do you think it is that is not a distraction? Truly, what is the call that you feel, an urge that you feel from within you that emanates and has always emanated the same way throughout your existence? Am I to consider that you are so different than me that you don't feel that same urge? That urge to be fulfilled? I think you do. That you want to feel complete, to feel whole. That you want to feel good. That you want to feel not spread out all over the place, but feel who you really are. And feel your life, and feel every day, and feel your breath, and feel that clarity, and feel that understanding. Taking the steps in your life with consciousness. Not unconsciousness, but consciousness. To be aware of what you are about to do is going to benefit that urge, that thirst that you have as a human being to be fulfilled. What is an ordinary person? Somebody who aspires in their life to be fulfilled. If that's ordinary, let's all be ordinary. That's nice. Somebody who does not pretend to be outside the realm of pain and suffering. At least you tell the truth. You tell the truth. And are you that ordinary person in whom which the blessing of breath comes every second? Then you indeed are the holiest of temples. Taller than any temple, than any edifice, any building ever erected for the glory of the Creator. And by a mile, you are more magnificent than any steeple placed on top of a temple. Because in you, the blessing of the Creator flows in and out, in and out. In and out. You're the living testament to that Creator's existence. Not a photograph. No, you're not. Not a picture of a candle. No, you're not. You are the living candle. You are the testament. You are that proof that there is a magnificence in this universe that is taking shape, expressing itself in you. The only difference is you don't know this. And that's why I came to Newcastle. To tell you that this is so. And you probably are sitting there, some of you, going, wow, really? Some of you are sitting there going, how can that be? In my little miserable life? How could that be? How could that be? I don't have an answer to that question. How could that be? How could that be? My question is, how could it be that you don't know that you are that cathedral in which that power that sustains this, not England, not Newcastle, let's go a little bigger. Universe. Now, I don't expect you to understand how big the universe is. I don't. I don't either. But it's a big place. That much I know. Huge. And whatever is beyond it, and beyond it, and beyond it, and the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and the winds, and the ocean, and indeed, indeed, this breath are complements of the same. Do you understand that? What keeps that sun shining is bringing you life too. What keeps that moon up where it is? Perfect distance, perfect alignments, is making sure perfectly that breath comes into you. And this is what I mean. Prepare, prepare for today. Prepare to be astonished. Prepare to be fulfilled. These are your real aspirations. This is my message. Wake up. Prepare. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Know that fundamental thirst that you have inside. Don't be afraid of it. If you want to be content, that's no mistake. No mistake. What does it take? What does it take? You know, a lot, for a lot of you, it's like, well, how do you do this? How? To me, how is not an issue. I know how to do it. It is coming to that conclusion. That's the issue. Coming to that conclusion that yes, what is important in my life is that I want to be fulfilled. That I want to listen to my thirst. That I want to understand my thirst. That I want to fulfill my life. This is what has to happen every day, that you have to prepare. Prepare today to welcome this life. Do you know how to welcome this? Have you ever welcomed this life? Have you? Because you have to. You should. With this life, you are everything. Without this life, you are worthless. They're not even going to want you in your own house. and you would have lived an existence in which you had the possibility to know, to feel, to understand the divine that is within inside of you right now. That's what this life is, isn't it? This is that little bridge where the infinite and the finite, finite is this, infinite is within you, have come as close as humanly possible. And that's it. This is your chance to have a realization of realizations, to have a feeling of feelings, to have an understanding of understandings, to have a clarity of clarities. This is as close as it gets. What do you want to do? The opportunity is afoot. Today has come, it's almost gone. And it's never too late. Never too late to recognize. Never too late to recognize. And the good news is that everything else might diminish, but the ability to enjoy will remain intact. So if the ability to enjoy is going to remain intact, you better find something you can really enjoy. Right? Logic. It's logical, isn't it? And good news, again, is that something that you can truly enjoy is inside of you. That's a powerful thing. Talk about good design. I mean, good design. Because the purpose, in my opinion, of this entire machinery is to enjoy. It's made for enjoying. Loves to enjoy. Touch, enjoy. See, enjoy. Isn't it pretty amazing? Hearing, enjoy. Smell, enjoy. Taste, enjoy. And the machine is designed so well that even as the layers were to shut down, the core would stay intact. And that's good design. It'll bring you home. It'll bring you home. That's the design. That's the cleverness of the design. It will bring you home. Can you imagine a car like that? The engine quits, tires fall off, windshield falls off, battery is gone. No fuel, no oil, but that car brings you home. Genius of a design. This is a genius design. Everything can fall away. The core stays intact, brings you home till the last moment. You can still enjoy. But you have to enjoy the right thing. Now, if you're talking about, you know, enjoying playing pool, that will go on to a certain point. After that, the hands will start to shake so much that you haven't hit the ball and it's rolling. No. To enjoy this thirst, this existence, this being, the very last bit, this genius engineering to allow you to do that. What's my expertise? My expertise is to put you in touch with that one thing that is the most enjoyable. That's my expertise. That's what I can do. That's what I can do. I have a tool that can put you in touch with your breath. The beauty and the peace that is inside of you to untap it. To connect with it. That's my expertise. That's what I can do. Can I answer your questions? Maybe, maybe not. It's irrelevant. Because even if you have your questions in your head, that thing is still inside of you. And even if your questions got answered, it'll still be inside of you. So, take the shortcut. Why am I here? What is the purpose of our life? And people ask. And will they still be asking? Of course they'll be asking. That's a human trait. That's who we are. We can't help it. We want to know, why am I here? What am I doing here? What is the purpose? Because after so many things seem so senseless, that's the question you're going to ask. And that basically is somebody going, am I lost? You remember a few months back, there was that flight in America. I won't mention the name of the airline. But the two pilots were on their computer, and they went past their destination. Well, they had no clue, because they were on their computer. The plane they were flying is one of those airplanes, and they actually have a tray. Most airplanes have a yoke, is what it's called. But this one has a side stick and has a tray. And you can pull out the tray, and of course, the tray is made for food, but you can put your computer in it. So they put the computer on it, and these airplanes have Wi-Fi. And so you can connect while you're flying and get full internet at pretty decent speed. So there they are, surfing along. As the plane is surfing along, and they go right past their destination. The flight attendant, God bless her, she probably had a date, looking at her watch, going, I think he's going to be upset if I don't get there in time. And came to the cockpit and said, weren't we supposed to be landing about now? That's when they realize. And here is the tower is calling them. I mean, the ATC is calling them and all that good stuff. That's what happened. That's a distraction. That question, who am I, what am I doing here, is basically going, am I lost? I mean, I should have been somewhere by now, right? Things should have been obvious to me about now. But people find themselves more confused than obvious. More questions. When you know what this heart is about, when you know what this breath is about, when you realize what this is, it changes. It changes something so beautiful. That you can appreciate. That you can understand. That's what life should be. And that's what life is. I was reading a message. Actually, it's very long because it's from different people. But I was reading this message, and it's from a prisoner in Argentina. And the prisoner says, I heard your message. And today I have realized that it is the first day of the rest of my life. See, that's why you need to prepare. Today was the first day of the rest of your life. And then tomorrow will come as today, and it will be the first day of the rest of your life. And then tomorrow will come again as today, and it will be the first day of the rest of your life. Clever design. Because reset, reset, reset. Another chance. Another chance, another chance, another chance. You are the only one that mistakenly connects all the past ones, going, no chance, no chance, because that happened in the past, that happened in the past. But the reality of the day is, today is the first day, today was the first day for the rest of your life. From here, rest of your life. Tomorrow will come as today, and it'll be the rest of your life. You get a new start. And the core, you can't do anything about it. That's incredible design. You have it. So, thank you very much. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy. And have a wonderful evening. Thank you.